Yesterday, 11 o'clock at Belleville Police Headquarters, Belleville City Police Chief Mike Callahan anchored a press conference. I was there and witnessed it all with all the different speakers from the different partners to deal with the crisis. So yesterday, Chief Callahan says, we have a crisis in our community. If we don't do something about it now, people are going to die. Chief Callahan is in Studio 97 this morning. I was watching you yesterday at the press conference, Mike, and that was a tough conversation matter yesterday, a conversation piece. And it just, it must eat you alive knowing that this is going on.
It does, and it's one of those things that keeps me awake at night, understanding the gravity of what we're dealing with right now. And when I said yesterday that we are in a crisis situation, I cannot reiterate that strong enough. We are in a crisis situation.
So multiple partners involved, Hastings Paramedics, Belleville Fire. Hastings Paramedics, just for the number's sake, is normally called out for a potential overdose in the city of Belleville, anywhere from maybe 5 to 10. Last week, it was 90.
It was, and that's astronomical in itself. But when you think about, Sean, even going for 5 to 10 overdoses a week, that's wrong. What message is that we have in our community? We need to do something. We need to start this conversation, and we need to start working on ensuring that we have the social support mechanisms for those who have mental health and addictions challenges in our community. And it's not there.
So, for those that may not be familiar with drug lingo or what's going on in our community as far as drugs and potential death, what the hell is going on?
Well, we have drugs right now, and the primary ones is the fentanyl and the heroin that's being injected, and it's being laced with GHB, and which is the date rape drug. And the date rape drug has been around for a long time, likely 10 or 15 years. But the challenge with that is that when we try to do some medical intervention for the first emergency service, whether it's police, paramedic, or fire on scene, and we administer the naloxone, it may be working on the opioids, but it's not working on the GHB. So it's just compounding a significant challenge. And I'd like to refer to an example of something that happened when I was working with my former employee, and we had a mom and dad, 36 years old, decided they were going to do something on the wild side, got some cocaine. Unbeknownst to them, it was laced. They put the kids to bed. There was three kids. They put them to bed, and the kids woke up the next morning, mom and dad are downstairs dead.
Yeah, so I think it's important then we have to point out that this isn't a drug that just affects, you know, I have a stigma to say, oh, this affects these kind of people in society. It can affect everybody from all ages, all professionals, you know, parents that we wouldn't even blink twice if we saw them maybe at the grocery store, right? Like people, we can't stereotype them anymore as a drug user.
You're absolutely right. And it's just not that stereotypical drug user, as you're saying. It could be somebody that's just recreationally using drugs and wanting to step out on the wild side and do something different. Please don't. There are drugs in our community, and they're killing people.
Chief Callahan, I can hear it in your voice. I can see it in your face this morning. This is emotional for you. So I see the effect that this is having on you. You said you're up all night worrying about the city. What's it doing to your frontline team as well at Belleville Police Service?
The men and women at the police service, and I'll say this goes for the tri-emergency service, for the paramedics and the fire department as well. When you see the officers going from call to call to call and dealing with people who are overdosing, the despair in their face and knowing that this is someone's son, this is someone's daughter, this is someone's loved one who may die, and just that repetitive stress on them, it plays on you. I don't, you know, the men and women of the Belleville Police Service are not robots. They're members of the community. They have children themselves. They may even have loved ones that have addictions. And it's tough. It's a tough go right now.
You were on CBC National News last night. This story has generated interest throughout the country, but we're not alone.
We're definitely not. We're not alone. Other places are seeing this. I know that the nation's capital is experiencing some of the same problems, and I know that there are other communities in Ontario that are experiencing this as well. And we need to ensure that we're lobbying our provincial and federal governments to ensure that we have the wraparound support social services. Because if, you know, the definition of stupidity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. Mm-hmm. Well, we're not having a different outcome. And we need to change that.
Chief Callahan, in your 30-plus years as a police officer working in communities that you've worked at, how did we get here to this epidemic in this country in 2023? Have you seen things that have happened with programs that we've given up on, or we just lost our way as a nation?
Well, let me give you an example. If you recall back in 1993 and 1994, we had the mental health and addiction facilities like Mountain View and Burris Rapids that were closed. And when they were closed, we were promised by the provincial government that we would have social support mechanisms and wraparound medical support systems to aid these individuals with reintegration into our communities. It never materialized. And my concern with the harm reduction strategy is that harm reduction strategy in its purest form and the ideology of it is very sound. It would work. But we have to ensure that those wraparound support services are there to support those individuals who have those mental health and addiction.